Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel, and we're holding at the two dots. So the next thing that we found in the Mishnah, we're going back now to the story of the Mishnah, which, how do you like that? It works out almost perfect. We just finished the story of the Mitzrayim, because we were talking about B'schus Nashim Tzidkonios, which all began with the question of Tzniut, and I thought Tznua, which related back to Sotah. And now we're brought back to Yitziat Mitzrayim with the Midah K'neged Midah discussion of Yosef HaTzadik, which is basically where we were at, just between the Sefer at the end of Bereshit and the beginning of Shemot, you know. So here we are at Yosef Zacha. So Yosef was the one who was Kover, the Yaakov Avinu. And because of that, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was Kover as Yosef, because Milan Ugonomi Yosef, and that was the Midah K'neged. But meanwhile, the Mishnah is concerned with the fact of that it was Yosef who was Zoche. We're going to go into the details of how it was that the Kfura was accomplished, where there appeared to be some stirot. The first pasuk when they're on their way out of Mitzrayim up to Bikover at Yaakov, look at the order. Vayal Yosef likiboret aviv, vayalu ito kol avdei paro. So the order is Yosef, the household of the Mitzrim, and the rest of the family was basically tied on to the end as a caboose. So obviously the Mitzrim were not prepared for the sake of the funeral to give any type of recognition to the family of Yaakov Avinu. They kept them in the back, and the family came along. And yet on the return, we find just the opposite. There it says exactly the opposite. It says, so that means that the family came first, and only then it doesn't even mention by name, even everybody else who had been there. So now they are clearly relegated to a very secondary position, even the extent that they're just mentioned as adjuncts. And anybody else that had come up, how do we explain the tremendous change? Omar Rabbi Yochanan looked at, there's only one way to explain it, that it was the funeral per se that changed their perception of Yosef's family. There's no other way. So, initially, they had not taken the family of Yosef very seriously. Because even though, and the truth is that there's good reason for this, is because the brothers had made total asses of themselves when they came to Mitzrayim, if you analyze the psukim carefully. And they did that on purpose. Yosef did not hold they should do that, but Yosef certainly was matzig, the lowest of the brothers, in order to keep them away from the Mitzrayim, isolate them. And they never thought very highly of
it.
On their part, it was totally deliberate. They said the opposite.
Deliberately.
Deliberately. That's the thing. He wanted them to have the sense of giving the Mitzrayim a feeling, we're coming here, we're going to invest in the country. And they made it sound like they were a bunch of schnorrers, and they were the last people that the Mitzrayim would be interested in. Again, if you take a look at the Psukim and the discussion between Yosef and the brothers, and then the brothers and Paro, you see that Paro actually turns away from them in disgust and begins talking to Yosef in their presence about them. And the pasuk actually brings out that they're tugging on Paro's sleeve to try to get him to listen to what they're saying. Look carefully at the pasukim, you'll see how strongly that's brought out. But in any event, they didn't take them seriously. But after the funeral, lebesov shera'u bichvodam, they saw the way that lebesov shera'u bichvodam, at the end where it was clear, the kavod that was given to Yisrael, so then nagu b'hem kavod. Now, there's a lot of problems in this sugya, and I'm telling you, there's many, many approaches. And I'm going to tell you the approach that I believe is something we can look at as correct, and it's a conglomerate. If you put together the good points of all the perushim, I think this is the approach, including what I just said. That doesn't come from anywhere. In other words, it's putting everything now into context. Yeah, that's my own shot, but I'm saying basically what happened was this. When they came up to Eretz Canaan, as we're going to see, the problem was that the family of Avram Avinu, all the Abrahamic faiths, basically, you had B'nai Ishmael, you had B'nai Esav, and we have today. So at that time, it hadn't congealed into religious faiths, but it was basically a continuation of B'nai Avram. So you had B'nai Keturah, and you had B'nai Esav, and you had B'nai Ishmael. And they had essentially assumed that they were rid of the Jews. So there was tremendous anti-Semitism at the time as well, because always it was the children of Yaakov that were the ones that were claiming that they had the rights to Eretz Yisrael and that they were going to come back and take over. And so there was a sense of relief that they were out of here. When they were coming back with the Mitzrim, the other members of the family wanted to destroy them. And they came, and as we'll see in the Gemara, they actually came to wage war And they viewed this as the Jews in cahoots with the, you know, some hired soldiers in Mitzrayim. We're basically coming back, and they're going to try to take over. So then it says that they saw Aronosha Yosef. They saw Aronosha Yosef. The Mitzrim took this as an indication. These other nations, Yosef, the Bnei Esav, Bnei Ishmael, what they could have done was they could have seen that as, okay, you know, the ruler of Mitzrayim, we're certainly not going to start up with. What they did was not only that, but they all put their crowns as a sign of leadership and hachna on the Aron of Yaakov Avinu. So the Mitzrim immediately understood that this was an acceptance of the family value of Yaakov. It wasn't that it was just that they were paying some sort of attention to Mitzrayim, the leader of Mitzrayim, because otherwise it wouldn't have been reflected in Aronosha Yaakov. Because of that, they now understood that the rumors that the Jews were basically the Palestinians of the Semitic world, which is what they had thought, wasn't so, but that it was all politically motivated, and that when there was no political motivation, it was now they had to deal with the fact that Yosef, they couldn't simply deny that, so they already accepted the presence of Yaakov as the leader of the family. Once that was true, they could no longer look at the Jews as Palestinians. So now they actually were mechabed them, and they had them go first, and they saw them as the leaders of Canaan. That's why you'll see in the analysis of the Gemara, it doesn't discuss any of the other nations that were in Palestine at the time. It only discusses the Yotzei Yerecho of Avram Avinu. All 36 crowns are listed by the Rishonim. They're all direct descendants of Avram, who were the competitors, basically, for Eretz Yisrael. So that's the point. Same thing you have over here. You still have Lavan's descendants demanding the right status of the Armenian quarter, right? You have all of those who always demanded parts of Eretz Yisrael sent delegations ad hayom to take over Eretz Yisrael. You still have Rehov Ararat back from Lavan's time. I mean, it's amazing, right? No, what a crazy thing, the Armenian quarter, that's Lavan Arami. They actually speak his language still. It's amazing. I mean, it's pure Syriac is spoken there. So then you have the Christians, and then the Bnei Esav, and then you have Bnei Ishmael, and then you have Bnei Yaakov, which is exactly what happens over here. So therefore they come up to bury Yaakov, and what happens is that they saw Bechvodim Shal Yisrael. What happened? Dichtiv, Vayavo ad Goren ha'atat. Now that's a very strange way to refer to a Goren, because last I heard, thorn bushes cannot possibly have a threshing floor. Nobody threshes thorns. When it refers to Goren Ha'atad, it means the protected Goren. So in other words, you have a round threshing floor, which you've put around to be shemer, the grain that's there. It's very often surrounded by large bushes, which is a living gut there, like they use today for private gardens. And what happened was that this became a metaphor for the Aron of Yaakov Avinu, that was surrounded by crowns and medals and so on, as if to protect Yaakov Avinu's Aron. Kigoren zeh shemekifin lo atad. So malamid shekifu kitzarim laronosha Yaakov. Kigoren zeh shemekifin atad. What had happened was shebo bnei Esav uvnei Ishmael uvnei Keturah. And actually, the Braita points out that kulam lamilchama bo. Initially, this was their reaction about the Jews coming here. Kivan sherau kitrosha Yosef talui baronosha Yaakov. Notlu kulam kitrei hen. Which means that they now saw Yaakov Avinu as the leadership that had allowed world civilization to be led by Yosef. So that means the Mitzrayim now understood that Yosef wasn't some kind of aberration, which they had taken some kid who managed to make good, and he became now the Obama of Mitzrayim, you know, hell Obama, but rather was the direct descendant of Yaakov qua Yaakov, and their covet for Yaakov as being this big religious figure, it was much more than that. He was actually the one who had the rights there at Israel with all of the Misora that the Jews were claiming. And that was Tana Shloshim Vishishak Tarim, Nidlu Baronosh Yaakov. You add up the number of Umais that must have come to be Mechabit Yaakov, and the rush goes through in detail how you get 36 Tarim when you add up the Alufei Esav and you add up the Nisiim of Yishmael and you figure out what was there from Bnei Keturah and so on, it actually equals 36. So it's not just a number we picked out because it's similar to the Or HaGanuz or the number of Kritut in the Torah and so on and so forth. It's actually a count of the number of crowns. So that when they saw that, they recognized that they had a completely media-directed view of the Jews, and that in reality it was very different. V'yispedu sham mispeid gadol v'kaved ma'od. Tana afilu susim v'afilu chamorim. They even had the animals that were part of the hesped. That doesn't mean that they were speaking, I would assume. So, I mean, the Torah Tumima takes the obvious approach. This is similar to what we find in Nineveh, where they dressed the animals in black and had them participate in the signs of the... But he brings another chapter. The Sefta says that after Yaakov Avinu died, the hunger returned, which meant that it affected, actually, the animals, too. So they were also in a state of hesped. Okay. But there's a beautiful mitzudeis. The mitzudeis says, Mitzudeis David says, that the Gemara is actually basing itself on a Gzera Shava, for just take it for granted, because we find Kaved Ma'od used in terms of Mikneh. Mikneh Kaved Ma'od. So that means that when it says Afilu Susim, Afilu Chamorim, and so on, it's a remiss to the animals because it says Kaved Ma'od. Now, what you can add to that is that it ties directly back to everything we've been talking about, because the Lashon over here is Vayal Yosef, which becomes now Kaved Ma'od, which is exactly what happened Vayal Avram Mimitzrayim, Vuhu Kaved Ma'od B'Mikneh, which means that indeed this is going back to the understanding of what does it mean to come out of Mitzrayim as B'nai Avram. So they made a point of making this the Avil Kaved that would be connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim eventually, which it was. This became the Machaneh, the way everybody stood around Aaron Osho Yaakov was the Otot LeBeit Avotam that in this week's Parsha. So this is very, very topical as well. Anyway, Kivan Shigil Ma'arat HaMachpelah, so they arrive at the Ma'arat HaMachpelah to bury Yaakov Avinu, comes along Esav and says, hold on a minute. I mean, we both inherited this property. How come he's the one that's being buried over here? I mean, he's got a very good legal argument because he said, well, hold on a second. This is called, I mean, don't think that I don't know Reb Yitzchak's pshat in Kiryat Arba Yichevron. I mean, come on, man. Kiryat Arba Yechevron, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kiryat Arba is called Arba because of Arba Zugot. Adam v'Chava, Avraham v'Sara, Yitzchak v'Rivka, Yaakov v'Leah. What is this Yaakov v'Leah business? I mean, he gets Leah. Anyway, she was supposed to be mine. I mean, the whole thing was a trick. But you kavra l'Leah. So he goes ahead and he buried his Leah in there, b'Dibay. I mean, she was the older of the daughters, no? I mean, all right, so I wanted Rachel, you know. But I, the Payish, the kvura that's left over belongs to me. Half and half, right? He gets half, I get half. Unrelatable. But what he means? Vinta, you know, that famous the porridge. And that's what we've been talking about. I mean, you sold it all for a pot of porridge. Didn't you sell it? He said, wait a minute. What do you mean I sold it? He does vina bechiruta. All I sold was the chelek ha-bechor. I didn't sell the chelek ha-poshet. What kind of business you guys, you know? You give you guys a finger, you take a hand. What's going on? I had the right to double the amount that Yaakov had. So I sold my rights of Bechor to double the amount. But now I'm still left as a brother, like any other brother. For heaven's sakes, be fair. We split it half and half. That's how Rashi learns. Now, the Mashma'ut from there, as the Marsha points out, is remarkable because it means that Rashi understands the kinyan of the Bechor of Yaakov from Esav not to be the rights to double the portion, but to be the rights to not have Esav demand a double portion. Because otherwise, even if he had sold them, so he's saying, okay, so now what about the chalak? But that means that initially there were three chalakim, because the Bechor takes two, so that's two-thirds and one-third. And we don't seem to be dealing with that, the way Rashi's learning. So Marsha says, where do you get that from? Who ever said that the kinyan of the Bechor was not really a kinyan of Bechor? It's all of the rights of the things that a Bechor gets, including Pishnaim. Therefore, says the Marsha, the point over here is that they said, that he was saying, look, I know Rabbi Yitzchak's Maimer, my friend. It's supposed to be Kiryat Arba. I understand there's no other kever over here, right? Okay, so let's split the two kevorim three ways. Okay, so now he took one. Okay, so that leaves two-thirds of the remaining kever to be mine, because he already took a whole one. So two-thirds, so I understand why a one-third chelik gets the right to the whole thing. That doesn't make sense, so let's settle up over here. I mean, you want to bury him, you can buy me out, or maybe I'll buy him out. I mean, I'm not going to let you go in there and then take you to court. You got to be crazy. Especially with these Israeli courts. We won't be here until doomsday. And then go to Hotzala fall, forget about it. So Mamela, so therefore, I don't understand what's happening over here. I mean, I'm, you know, just trying to be straight about this. Omrule, so they said to him, Ian, you did sell the Chelek HaPoshet, you know, goodnet. Yaakov Avinu points out that I actually bought this kever when he told us to go up and bury him before he died. He said, I bought the chelek aposhet as well. It's my kever completely. The lashon of kira means to purchase. Doesn't mean I dug. In kira, ala lashon mechira. They call till today mechira kira. So Esav says, gosh, I don't remember that. Do you have a bill of sale? Havali Garta, where's the bill of sale? I mean, it hasn't been that long, has it? Omrulay, the bill of sale. We left that back home in a safe deposit box. Why would anybody think we got to bring a bill of sale up here? All right, well, I'm ready to wait. All right, they said. So who should run back to Mitzrayim? So man, Lezel. Nezel Naftali. Naftali is compared to an Ayala Shlucha, that's FedEx. So now, let him go. The Kolol Ki Hayalta. Isn't that the simon of the Dohar Yisrael or something, right? They're supposed to be. What a joke. Poor Naftali. So, Dichtiv. Naftali Ayala Shlucha, Hanotin Imre Shefer, but we could say that Imre Shefer could be read Imre Sefer. He was the guy who went back to get the sale documents, right? So Yaakov Avinu had already been prepared for this eventuality, so Naftali was ready for a fast delivery. Okay, so he goes. Now, meanwhile, Dan had a son, Hushim. Now, Hushim means highly sense-oriented, which is usually a euphemism to somebody who's lost one of his senses. And sure enough, this guy was hard of hearing. Okay, so he doesn't follow the give and take over here, so he taps on the shoulder, and he says, what's going on? Why aren't we going in? Can you tell me? Vikram Layudne had hard of hearing. Omar Lucy says, my height. You just say what's going on? Omrulay. So they say, well, this guy, Kama Akev, hi, where this guy doesn't let us go in. Adati Naftali, Meharad Mitzrayim. We have to wait for FedEx. Omar Lucy says, what? Would you explain yourself here? Adati Naftali, Meharad Mitzrayim. We're going to sit here in the sun. And Avi Abba Mutalba Bizayon, and my grandpa's going to be sitting here waiting for Naftali to bring a FedEx delivery? You guys are crazy. Shokal Kupa, so he takes a stick, walks over to Esav from behind him, and gives him a good bop on the head, and Machia Resha, and Esav's eyes pop out. Natron Ene, Esav's eyes are knocked out of his skull. V'naflu Akara de Yaakov, and they fall on Yaakov Avinu's legs, at which point Yaakov opens up his eyes with a big smile. But Chino Yaakov le'enei ve'ochik. So Yaakov opens his eyes and smiles. V'ayinu dechtiv yismach tzadik ki chazan nakam. At last the tzadik can be happy, for he sees vengeance at last. Pa'amav yirchatz b'dam ha'rasha. Wash your feet in the blood of the rasha. And botasha anit kaimanevu atosha Rivka. Rivka had always sensed, lamash gal shnechem yom echad. Why should I lose both of you on one day? And she did. Even though they hadn't died on the same day. But Kvuratan, which is their final loss to the world, was indeed Biyom Echad Avay. It was all on one day. This, again, is such a brilliant Gemara. It's, again, it's like my Rebbe used to, this is like one of his favorite Gemaras. Why Hushim ben Dan? I mean, it's obvious. Because he didn't know what was going on. So you need salami tactics. In other words, that's exactly what happens today. How do the Palestinians get what they want? But first, you ask a question. Now we have to argue it. Now they really are Palestinians. Now they have rights. Now the question is which rights. Now, so after you make that first adjustment, it's endless. You started arguing. Didn't you sell the Maratah Machpelah? Yes. But I mean, after all, contract. Oh, yeah, a contract. Yes. We left the contract. Okay, go get the contract. Right. Now, Hushim ben Dan has no idea what's going on. So all he sees is, hello, what's happening? So to bring a person all at once with the insane situation that you've gotten yourself into, he just looks like you're crazy, picks up a stick and knocks him on the head, which is what should have been done in the first place. But it's a fantastic limud for the way that a psychology adjusts. You just need that first thing and you can keep clicking and then nobody realizes what's happened. You bring somebody from 25 years ago to today, he'd be convinced he's an insane asylum. What? What? You're sitting here and rockets are falling and you're saying, that's not nice. You're going to the United Nations so that they should condemn you. I love it. And when? Well, okay, so can we invest in something good?
As Eli Wallach said, that classic line, if you're going to shoot, you're going to talk, talk.
right. Anyway, so we need a Hushim Ben Dan. We don't really need much in leadership. Just some deaf guy that just woke up. That'll be fine. Okay.
Meanwhile, Esav agreed that Yaakov was allowed to be buried, right?
No, he was waiting for proof. Otherwise, he wanted to settle up.
Wouldn't even let Yaakov be buried?
No, that's what Don Hushim was saying. But we're going to sit out here until we get the FedEx delivery. That's mad. They're going to make the decisions. Okay. Anyways. So here we are up to, says the Gemara. So this is where we were headed. The Mishnah made a big deal about the fact that no one was Osik and his Kvura, but Yosef, and therefore who should be the one to be Osik and Yosef? Moshe. Well, what is that supposed to mean? I mean, if you're telling me that Yosef was the one that was Osik and the Kvura, there weren't people to be Osik and the Kvura. I mean, if anything, we should view Yosef as being Ganav. That's right. He needs the covet for himself to go ahead and... I mean, why wasn't everybody being Osik Nekvura? Ilo Osik Be Yosef, what? Echav lo Avin Aski Be. Are you saying that the brothers weren't interested? I mean, it says, Vayisu Oto Banav Atzak Inan. So why was Yosef up there? I mean, this does not show very nice things about Yosef in terms of control. So why is the Mishnah making it? No. It's that the brothers said, Hanichu lo. It should be left for Yosef, because Kvodo of Yaakov Avinu is Bimelachim Yoter Bibed Yotot. Even though he may be the youngest, but nonetheless, he's the melech, and that's a much greater kavod than that the family members who are not melechim should be the ones to be osig. Continues the Gemara, Milano gadol mi Yosef, Moshe. So, again, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was osig in Yosef, which we're going to end up, of course, coming to the same question. You mean to say nobody else was interested in the kura of Yosef? Fine, we'll get to that. But meanwhile, let's take a look at the whole story. At the Yam, when they were leaving Mitzrayim, they were all being Isaac in Bizat Mitzrayim. Now, it's not a simple thing. How did he know where to find the kever of Yosef? From the original generation, Serach Bat Asher was still alive. Now, Tosfos points out that so was Machir ben Menashe, Yoyer ben Menashe. They're all listed in the original Yardim, and they still were obviously there because we find them later. Why couldn't he just ask the family members? These were all family members. Why does he have to go to Serach Bat Asher of all things? I mean, there's grandchildren that are alive. They should know. These are Yosef's children and grandchildren. So he says he brings the famous Maimer of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that Serach Bat Asher was entrusted with the Kabbalah of the whole code words for the Pakod Yivkod, and therefore she was given over the keys to the future, so to speak. And therefore they went to her. So therefore the Moshe Rabbeinu came. Right? That was the famous story. He said Pakod Yivkod, and she said, yes, it must be the truth. Okay, so anyway, she went to Serach Bat Asher and asked where she is. So Halach Moshe Etzla. Do you know where Yosef was buried? So she says, do I know? A lot of good it's going to do you. The Egyptians made this heavy metal, Aron, which they meant to sink permanently at the bottom of the Nilus. And Kavuhu Benilus, they made it a permanent part of the Nile underground. Because they felt that would bring a bracha to the Mayim. That was Yosef's bracha from Yaakov Avinu anyway. Bircha Shomayim and Bircha Shtahom Rov Etzetachat. So that means the Mayim is Kulei from Yosef. So what did he do? Halach Moshe v'amad al-pet al-tzvat ha-nilus. Omar lo, Moshe says, Yosef, higia ha'et sh'nishba ha-kadosh baruch hu, sh'nai goel etchem. The moment has arrived, which means that higia ha'shvua sh'nishbat Yisrael. The moment has arrived for the shvua that you made them promise v'alitem etat smotayim izay etchem. So, look, you know, we're trying our best. Ima tamar eatz becha mutav. So if you show up on time, you get on the bus. But im lav hare anu munitu mishvuatech. I mean, you know, if the bus leaves, there's no way that we can take you along. So it's up to you. Miat safar onosha Yosef. And at that moment, the orain of metal of Yosef floated to the surface of the Nile. Ve'altetame hech barzel tzaf. I mean, you may be worried about the fact that they didn't have submarines in those days. But that's not a problem, because v'hakti v'yihi echad mapila koravat abarzel nafal al hamayim. One of the Bnei HaNeviim lost his hammer that fell into the water, and he's miserable. He had borrowed it. He doesn't have any money. How's he going to pay back the hammer? And he goes to Elisha. He says, ay, yay, yay, ay, 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 Okay, no problem. Vayomer Yisraelim, Ana Nafal, show me where it fell. Vayar Eilat HaMakom, Vayaktiv Eitz, Vayishlach Shama, Vayitzaf HaBarzel. So the Barzel floated up, which is obviously connected to the Aron Osher Yosef. So if Elisha, I mean, come on, Elisha compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, small potatoes. I mean, if even Elisha could handle this little thing. Duma Elisha was only a Talmud of Eliyahu, and Eliyahu was only a Talmud of Moshe. I mean, it was no problem to get a little bit of floating hammers. So Tzav Barzel Nipanav. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Lachat Kamah V'Kamah, what, this is what bothers you all of a sudden, that the Aron Osher Yosef would float up to the surface. Rabbi Natan Amer B'Karbanito Shemelachim Ayakavur. Actually, that wasn't the story at all. It wasn't in the Nilus. He had been buried in the royal burial chambers in some pyramid in Mitzrayim, and how that kabarnit became the kabarnit of an airplane and so on, which really means the Beit HaKvarot and so on. Not a good simon for an airplane pilot, let me tell you. But, you know, Ben Yehuda didn't get everything right. So anyway, V'amad HaKarbanit Shemelachim. So he stands there, and he stands at the petach of the pyramid, which they just found yesterday. So Amar Yosef, Higia Eitchin Ishba, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shanigo Eletchem, Vigia Shvash Ishba, Tat Yisrael. Im Atamareat Bechamutav, Im Lav Areanu Menukim Ishvuatcha. So what are we supposed to do? Drag back every grave we find in all the pyramids of Egypt? Forget about it. And so what happened? Botasha An Nizdazar Onosha Yosef. So indeed, that particular burial chamber started to shake. So he understood that's the place. Removed the Aron and took it with him. And so Nitalo Moshe ve'evio etzlo v'cholotam ha'shanim shayu Yisrael b'midbar, all of those years that they walked through the midbar, ha'yu shnei aronot alalu. There were two aronot, the aron of Yosef and the aron abrit. So achat shel meit ve'achat shel shechina, malchim zeim zeh. So here Moshe Rabbeinu in the machna levia brings it with him. This is weird. So they're bringing the aron of a mate together with the aron abrit. Very strange. So you all vrim v'shavino omrim. So passer buyers, you know, a lot of passer buyers in those days in the midbar. It was a four lane highway there. So the passer buyers would say, "Mati vanshul shnei aronot alala. What's this two boxes you guys are carrying?" A fellow by the name of Indy, I think it was. So they said, "Echad shall mate ve'echad shall shchina." V'chimadar kol shall mate la'alechim ha'shchina. Since this person is the paradigm of keeping the Aseres Hadibros and that Brit, so the Brit is Yosef. So Yosef goes hand in hand with the Luchot HaBrit. Anyway, we're getting back to the Mishnah. So what are you saying that Moshe, I mean, basically Moshe, again, he just took over, right? I mean, Ilo Asik Be Moshe, Yisrael Avi Miaski Be. What are you saying? That there wouldn't have been enough people to be Isaac in the Kvura of Yosef. Achtivet Atzmot Yosef Asher Alu B'nei Yisrael Mimitzrayim Kavru B'Shchem. I mean, it's obviously, after Moshe Rabbeinu died, there were plenty of people that were being Osek. I mean, it says all of them came up to Shchem and made a burial of Atzmot Yosef, not to mention that even if that hadn't been true, even if the whole nation hadn't gone there, Eloi Haske Be Yisrael, but Navo having been asked, he's saying that the family of Yosef personally were not very interested to be involved. As a matter of fact, the whole thing is very strange. I mean, it seems like their rights were usurped by others. Usually a family is the one who's Isaac in the burial. So it's because it was a hero, so they took it away from the family. I mean, doesn't it say, Vayulev Ne Yosef Vandachala? So obviously they were very machshiv, Shechem, as their center, because this became now their capital. And it's because Yosef was buried there. So it's not that they were ignoring Yosef. No, it's because they too said, look, Anichulo kvodo b'birubim yoter b'muatim. V'tu omru, Anichulo kvodo b'gidolim yoter b'biktanim. Initially, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Isaac, so they said, look, it's a much bigger covet for Yosef that Moshe should be Osek in his Kvura than that's family. Everybody has a family that's Osek in Kvura. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu died, so then all of Klal Yisrael wanted to be Osek. So they said, that's fine. Very often you find that families don't think it's fine. The newspapers are not allowed. Nobody should come. Private ceremony. We want to keep it all to ourselves. Over here they said, on the contrary, it's a greater covet for Yosef that the entire Tzibor should come. Let them be Osek. So we won't be standing out. And therefore, indeed, it means that everybody had an understanding that the covet was the covet for Moshe, that Moshe should do it. Why, by the way, why was it in Shechem? It says that that's Mot Yosef Asher Alu B'nei Yisrael Kavru B'Shechem. Why B'Shechem? Why should I B'Shechem? Om Reb Chama B'Rebbe Chanina M'Shechem Ganvuhu L'Shechem Nachzir Avedato. He had been stolen from Shechem. So they returned the Geneva to Shechem. That's where they sold Yosef. Now, isn't there a contradiction? Kashu Kroya Adarim, and it says, Vayikach Moshe Atzmot Yosef Imo. So it attributes the entire Aliyah of Atzmot Yosef to Moshe Rabbeinu. And here it said, Atzmot Yosef Asher Helu B'nei Yisroel Mitzrayim. It wasn't Helu B'nei Yisroel Mitzrayim. That was the whole point, that Kol Yisroel when it's asking B'biza, and it was Moshe that was Mala, the Atzmot Yosef. So how come all of a sudden now it's Yisroel that were Mala? Omer Pchame Bar Rabbi Chanina, you learn an incredible thing from here. That kol ha'oseh davar v'lo gemaro, somebody who starts something and he doesn't finish. He might have done 99% of the work. One guy comes along and finishes it. That's the guy who gets all the credit. So ba acher v'gamro, it's so true in Yonam and the Yoyon. Even in scientific discoveries, basically it's always 99% is done by somebody else. It's this one guy who gets the covet, right? So now we have, so ma'alala v'katuv al she'gamro kilo asos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also buys into that. In other words, the Torah views that person as being the one who did it. Rabbi Elazar says it's worse than that. It's that if you don't finish what you started, that means that you missed your calling. If you miss your calling, they're morid you from your gedula. Moridim oto migdulato. Because we see that Yehuda, it says, Vayibe etahi vayered Yehuda. Why vayered Yehuda? Why? Yehuda obviously went into a tailspin at that point. Left the brothers, joins up with some goy to make a shutafut. I mean, it's an unbelievable collapse of Yehuda. So what it came from was that he had started, he said, Ma betza. He said, why should we kill our brother? Now, he should have gone all the way, saved his brother, and brought him back home, but he didn't. So everybody looked at him as a failure. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Omer, it's worse than that. Af koveri shto banav, he loses his family because immediately afterwards it says Vatomot bat shoyesh et Yehuda, and then it says Vayomet ervona. Getting back to Yosef, Yosef says Vayalitemet atzmotai miza itchem. Usually people are not referred to as bones while they are living. So mipnei ma nikra Yosef atzamot bechayav. Why should he be called atzamot of all things when he's living? Mipnei shalom micha bechvod aviv. They keep saying Avdecha Avinu, and he doesn't say anything. So he hears them. He should have said, "Now, look, you know, I have nothing to do with your father. I never met him. I don't think it's correct for you to refer to your father as my servant. He's not my servant." But nothing. He's quiet. Now, there's actually a midrash that says Yosef lost 10 years of his life because the Shvatim, he heard Avdech Avinu 10 times, it wasn't Mocha. So he lost 1 year for each one of those times. And the Mefarshim answer, add up the Pesukim, it's 5 times that says Avdech Avinu. So the Mefarshim answer. But there was the Melitz Ben Otam, so he heard it 10 times because he understood the Hebrew. But he also listened to the interpreter, and he didn't say anything either time. So that's 10 times, and he loses 10 years. Nice, huh? Okay. So there's two in Yonim. In other words, as far as how much he lost, that's 10 years. He didn't got smoke Rabbanot. He deserved, he called attention as he deserved, but anybody that's up there automatically gets cut down. That's just the way it is. You know? Look at our politicians. Yosef Urad Mitzrayimah. Omer Rabbi Elazar, I'll take a hurad, a hurid. That coming down to Mitzrayim basically was the end of Mitzrayim. In our Rido, it's Tagnini Paro Migulatam. Everything that Mitzrayim had thought was hot stuff was no longer going to be hot stuff once he was brought down. There's all of the soothsayers of Mitzrayim were unable to respond the way Yosef does. And then it says, okay, so he's brought down to Mitzrayim, and we find immediately afterwards, Vayikneu Potifar Srisparo Saratabachim. So he's bought by Potifar. Omar Rav Shikan Ola Atzmo. Obviously, this guy had some pretty interesting usages in mind for this pretty Yosef. So then we find him afterwards called Potifera, which means that, boy, he really got castrated big time. Potifar, okay, but Fera means wide open. So came along Gavriel, Upiro, in order that he should not be able to use Yosef for his playboy. So Mekarakti Potifar, we see him called Potifar, Olobesov Potifera. So this is the death of Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch himself was mitasek in the kvura of Moshe. And therefore we want to see from the very beginning, the trace, the steps of the death of Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'etchanan el Hashem, and V'etchanan, the number of tefillahs that he prayed was connected the gematria of Etchanan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, enough already. Rav Lecha, there's enough. We don't need more weird tefillahs. So what is this? Amar Rabbi Levi, first of all, boy, that was really hitting him right between the eyes. Because Barav Biser, Ubarav Bisruhu. Barav Biser, he went ahead and he told, when Korach came, he told B'nai Levi, he said, Rav Lecha B'nai Levi, enough already. You don't have enough, you're big shots already. I don't want to hear more about this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, yeah, well, you're also a big shot. Why don't you just shut up already? You've spoken enough. You don't have enough Gedulah now.
So
the way that he said it was wrong. So, or there might have been some element in which he got angry and, you know, there was some kind of personal sale in the response. So Dovar Acher, Rav Lach. Rav Lach means Moshe, I got bad news from Rubi. Rav Yesh Lecha. Umanu Yehoshua. At this point, you've got a rabbi. Meaning you have a melech over you, because ein malchut nogat b'chavrata, afilu kim lo nima. So there's no way that you can remain Moshe. It's Yoshua's time, and that's all there is to it. Mano Yoshua. Dover acher, Rav Lach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, look, this is, it's inappropriate for you to continue talking. Because basically you're making a fool of me, and you're making a fool of yourself. There's nothing I can do about this. So now people are going to say, whoa, a Rav, Kama Kasher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so stubborn. But look at this Talmud. I mean, doesn't he know already when to stop? You make a fool of yourself. Talmid Kama Sarvan, we can't accept reality. Just forget about it. It's not going anywhere, man. So enough. That's the sense of enough. The Kokach Lama. I mean, this seems to be a horrifically strong reaction to a man like Moshe Rabbeinu or whatever. Put together all of the Inyanim. I mean, it's, woo. This is a man like, this is Moshe we're talking about. He's given his life for everything. And enough already. So what's the pshat in that? Well, you know, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the Fum Gamla Shichna. The bigger the camel, the bigger the load. The Moshe Rabbeinu could handle it. You know, this is ultimately, you want to deal with ultimate truths. You can't just be nice. If he can handle reality, you give it to him. Vayomer Aleihem, Ben Me'av Ezrim Shana Anochi Ayom. What's the difference if it's Ayom? Clearly, Ayom is, it's his birthday. That's what he's saying. So Ayom, today, I became 120 years old. So Ayom Mil'u Yomai Shnotai, L'lamdecha Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mashlim Shnotayim Shatzadikim Yom Liyom, U'michodesh L'chodesh. Et Mispar Yamecha Amalei, that says, I will fill the number of your days, means to, it should be complete. Yamim becomes a shana. So he says, Ben Me'av Ezrim Shana Anochi Ayom Lo Uchal Od Latzeit V'lavol. What does that mean, Latzeit V'lavol? Well, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu was hobbling around because I'm an old guy. He's saying, you know, what do you want? You know, I've reached Zikna. No. He was not in the least bit old. He was young and full of youthful energies. Basically, there were 12 separate hills between Arvot Moab to Har Nevo. Upasan Moshe b'psiachat, and Moshe Rabbeinu basically took it all in one evil knievel jump. So, I mean, he couldn't have been that old in terms of his body. So that doesn't mean literally. Now, we know that Har Nevo is in Barnea's neighborhood, and we'd like him to tell us about these Shtem Esrei Ma'alot. Over here is Keneged, one jump for each of the Shvatim it's brought. So where are the 12 stages? Have you seen them? Have you analyzed them? These are the kind of things that we expect from the professionals in our shir. How about you, Richie?
What?
Do you realize that the what this indicates, if it's a good sample of the population, is that basically 20% of the population of this country is tour guides. 20% of the population is tour guides. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Obviously, what it meant was lo chalat seit v'lavo, meaning b'divrei Torah. I no longer know the ins and outs. That's exactly what we say it in English, the ins and outs. So that's what he's saying. I don't have the ins and outs open to me anymore, because melamech nistatmu mimenu sha'arei chokhma. That which a person understands is an opening that's given to him anyway. Min hashamayim. It's not a function of brain power that Moshe was so smart. So at that point, the sha'arei chokhma were closed to him, because it was time to give them over to Yoshua. So Vayelach Moshe v'Yoshua v'yitiatzvu b'ol moed. They came together. Tano otah Shabbat shodiyu zugi haita. Nitla reshut mizev nitnu lezev. We find a hanhaga of dual diyu zugi, which is Greek Hebrew, essentially. So that we have a transitional phase between Moshe and Yoshua in which both of them were Doresh, which we found also in the Havara of the Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel. There too we had Rabbi Yehuda. You know, if you didn't see this written, you'd say, you got to be crazy, anybody says a pshat like this. But take a look. I mean, there's no way to deny it. Where did Moshe die? Har Nevo, right? So Eichan Moshe met. Now, Har Nevo is in the Chelek of Reuven. It says beferish. Now, I'm not making any of this up, okay? Nevo is b'chalkosha Reuven, kaima, because it says beferish in the pasuk when it describes Bnei Reuven, their cities. So they built Cheshbon, El Alei, Kiryataim, Nevo, Baal Ma'on. Okay, so that means Nevo is really Reuven's chelek. By the way, it is called Nevo from the same way we have the Arab Nabi Samuel. Nevo means Nabi Moshe. But it's not only Nabi Moshe, there were three Nevi'im that were buried there. Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam were all buried in the same area. So it was the Har HaNabi. Ve'echad Moshe Kavur. And yet the weirdest thing is that he may have died there, but that's not where he was buried. Because he was clearly not buried in the Chelek of Reuven. Dichtiv, Vayar Reshit Lo, Ki Sham Chelkat Mechokek Safun. The Chelkat Mechokek Safun means the area of the Mechokek was Moshe Rabbeinu, was the one to give over the Torah. That's where it was Safun, that's where it was hidden. Now, to get from Nevo to even the edge of God, Mechokok Shuven Al Chokok Shuv God, the minimum is you've got to travel 4 mil, okay? Who carried Moshe Rabbeinu from the point of his death to the point of his kfura? I ask you that, right? So what is this? The twilight zone? Melamed Shaya Moshe Mutal B'Kanfei Shechina. This clearly tells you that there was a Levaya there. And God was carrying Moshe, just like Moshe had carried the Atzmot Yosef. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. And the Shechinah is there. The Malachi Asharet are walking, and they're basically saying, Espedim on Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzidkat Hashem Asa, Umishpatav in Yisrael, the Malachi Asharet are saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being maspid Moshe. Mi akum li im Miraim. Mi ityat sev li im Poal Yavan. Who's going to handle these clowns from now on? V'shmol Omer, Mi ke'ech hacham, Umi odea pesher davar. There's the Mesorah from the Gro, that the three pshatim that we have over here are connected three elements of the death of Moshe. So it says, there's a medrash that says that if Moshe Rabbeinu had been machnis Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, there would never have been a Churban Abayit. The problem is, if there hadn't been a Churban Abayit, so that, as the medrash points out, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu he took out his kas on Eitzim Vavonim, which is pesher. It's another word, meaning of pesher, it's poshrin, to turn something hot and boiling into tepid waters, to be fasher. So now the death of Moshe was required in order that there should be a Pesher Davar. So one of the inyonim was the first one, that he was Miyat Yatsev Liim Po'al Yavan, and that he said Ravlok and all of that was connected, and that his death was a limud for everybody. That's one level. But there's also this other thing of the Pesher Davar. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, HaChokhma Me'ayin Timatzei. So that now there was the loss of Chokhma. Rabbi Nachman Omer, Vayomot Sham Moshe. The Vayomot Sham Moshe means that this made a tremendous impact on the world, and that's why it's saying Sham, ay, ay, ay. Samalyon Omer, Samalyon, some say that it's the name of the Oroch brings, he brings from the Oroch, the Rabbi Nochanano, that some say Samalyon is the name of a Malach. And the Malach said, Vayomot Sham Moshe Safra Rabba de Yisrael. Tanya Rabbi Lazar, Agad Omer, Shneimas Ramil Kenegin Machane Yisrael, Batko Mashmia. It was a Hashma'at call over the entire Machane Yisrael of this Hesped. Some say that the reason we bring this here is because if Smalyon is the name of a malach, how would he have spoken in Aramaic? What's the Safra Rabba de Yisrael? The Gemara says, Ein malachei asharet makirin ba'aramit. It's a bastardized language, so they wouldn't speak it. So, well, why would he be saying Safra Rabba de Yisrael? So that's why it brings over here. This was not a malach asharet. Simalion is the name of an announcer. Well, obviously an announcer has to be able to talk whatever languages are. So therefore, since he was being Mashmiya, I can now get fine. We get a lot of these little side shots. Yei Shomrim, Moshe never died. What are you guys talking about? Lo Meit Moshe, what? Moshe Rabbeinu died? Who said Moshe Rabbeinu died? K'tiv Ocha Vayomet Shom Moshe, V'k'tiv Ata Bayar Sinai, V'hi Sham Im Hashem. Okay, Sham means whatever he was doing on Har Sinai. Look, did anybody see him in the world when he was on Har Sinai? No. He was up there somewhere, okay? He was up there. What was he doing there? It was Omeid Umishamesh. It's Afghan Omeid Umishamesh. He's doing the same thing that he was always doing. It was Omeid Umishamesh Lamala. But you're talking about him as somebody who's dead. Vayigvoroto Begai Be'eretz Moav Mul Beit Peor. These are pretty good instructions, okay? I mean, for most people, they're pretty good instructions. Some of our tour guides, it wouldn't be good enough. But for most people, this is good enough. You find the guy in Eretz Moav. You know where Beit Peor is. Come on, guys. We know how to find Moshe Rabbeinu's kever. And nonetheless, it says, V'lo yadat yishet kvurato. Omer Brach, you know what? It's a simen, betok simen. I mean, look at this. Eretz Moav, the guy. And in the guy, Moav Beit Peor. And nonetheless, weird. Afiluach lo yadat yish kvurato. As a matter of fact, there was an archaeological dig. Kvar shilcham alchut arisha'am. In the Romans, who were very interested in finding the kever of Moshe. I mean, it wasn't just Indiana Jones and later people who were interested in the Orin and stuff like that. The Romans had this idea long before. And they sent a message to the Gistra of Beit Peor, which is the local governor of Beit Peor, so that they would have an archaeological dig, basically send out people. And once and for all, get to the bottom of this issue. I mean, it shouldn't be that difficult. What do you mean? Lo yada yishet kvurato. So they sent out teams of archaeologists. Ha'arenu echan Moshe kavur. Anyway, so they go out to that area of the guy, Mul Beit Peor. They went up to the top of the mountain, Amdu Lamala, and they saw Moshe Rabbeinu's kfura right there beneath them. So they went down to the bottom of the mountain, and there they saw Moshe Rabbeinu's kever right above them. So that it always changed position relative to where they were. So they said, okay, that does it. We'll send two groups. One of them will go up, one of them will go down, right? So Nechvele Shtei Kitot. The problem was, since it was all relative anyway, Otam shamdu lamala nidmalem lamata, and otam shamdu lamata nidmalem lamala. And so, memela, they finally discovered this problem of absolute time, absolute space. My God, we got problems, serious problems. They never recovered from that. And this teaches us the kayem hashenemar v'lo yada ish et kfurato. And by the way, we know who ish is. Ish is Moshe. So if ish didn't know kfurato, it means even Moshe doesn't know it kfurato. Which is really bringing us down to relative space and time, right? So Reb Chama Bar Chanina of Moshe Rabbeinu in Yodei Aichan Kavurim, and Moshe can't figure out where it is that he's buried. K'tiv Achav lo yada ish et kvurato, v'k'tiv Adav v'zot ha-bracha, she-birach Moshe ish ha-Elohim. Yom Reb Chama Bar Chanina is a weird place to bury Moshe. I mean, they could have brought him into Eretz Yisrael and everything. I mean, wouldn't that have been the proper Mida Keneged Mida when he was being osik the whole time in Kvurat Yosef? That's what time he's eitchem. Mipnei ma nigbar Moshe etzel Beit Peor. It's because Moshe Rabbeinu is omed kineged Peor, where Tosfos brings the Medrash that every year when it comes time of the anniversary of Peor, so Mice of Peor, so Peor starts rising from its place. Then it sees the Kever of Moshe in front of it, and immediately goes back down again. So that there's never any kitrug on Klal Yisrael from Peor. There's a lot to be discussed about Peor and Moshe, but I'm afraid this is not the place. And we will meet Bezrat Hashem. Yosef Zacha. Maishna mikara dechivaya Yosef zikborat aveveya leotokol avdei paro. Vohadar vachol beit Yosef echav beit avi. Vomaishal besov techtiv. Vayoshev Yosef mitzrayim ohuvi echav. And only afterwards vohadar kol oli mito likborat avi. Because batchilat shelo ra'u bechvodan shel Yisrael lo nagu behem kavod, ulabasof shelo bechvodan nagu behem kavod. Dichtiv vayavo adgoren ha'atad v'chigoren yeshlo la'atad. Omre v'yavo manam shekifu kitarim la'arono she Yaakov kegoren ze shemekifim lo atad shebo bnei Esav bnei Yishmael bnei Keturah tana kulam lemilchama bo. Kiven shaul kitro she Yosef talui barono she Yaakov nadlu kulam kitreim v'talum barono she Yaakov. Tara Shloshim Vishisha Kitarim, Ditlu Baranosha Yaakov. Vispedusham mispaid Gadol Vikaved Mahotana Filusim, Afiluchamorim. Givanchi Gilamarata Machpila, Ata Esa, Vikamakavan, Mamre Kiryatar Ba, Ichevron, Omre Yitzva Kiryatar Bar, Bazugota Yu, Adam Vikava, Avram Vesara, Yitzva Kriyako, Rivka, Yaakov Alaya. You cover the Yabidi day, I the Payish did you. Amrla, what do you mean? Zavinta. Amrla, now wait a minute. Need the Zvini Bechiruta. But Pshituta mi Zvini. Amrla, you did in Dichti Bekivri Asher Karitili. Well, that's what he claims. That Amrla, Yogan, Shem, Shem, Yau, Tzedek, and Kira, the Lashem, Kira. Shekain, Bekarche, Ayam, Korin, the Bechira, Kira. I don't buy into Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat. Amrla, so Havuli Yagarta. Amrla, Garta, Bar Mitzrayim. Okay. So, my nasal, nasal naftali, the Koluki Ayalta, the Chdim naftali Ayalash Lucha, Anotain Imre Shefer, Omre Bilati Grimre Shefer, Imre Sefer, Now, meanwhile, Hushim bereid Dan Taman Havi, v'ikran le udne. Amalu, what the heck is going on? My high, Amalek, come on, okay, high. Adati Naftali mi'arad Mitzrayim. Amalu, what are you guys, crazy? Adati Naftali mi'arad Mitzrayim, hey, avi abo muto bebizoyan? Shokal kupa, macha, reishan, natron, ain't even afle, yakar, and Yaakov. So Yaakov at last gets a smile on his face. But chinu Yaakov leini v'ochich. Hainu d'ktiv yismach tzadik yichazon akam pa'amav yirchatz b'dam ha'rasha. Bo'ta sha'an itkayma nevuata sh'riv kadech lo meshkash kam shnechem yom echad. V'yaf agav de mitatan lo b'yom echad avoy kvoratan miyo b'yom echad avoy. V'yilo, and of course, that's all that Rivka was worried about, because after all, what's the word Rivka? Kivura, there you go. V'yaf agav de mitatan lo kvoratan miyo b'yom echad avoy. V'ilo hasik beYosef. What? Echad lo ayu mitaski bo. V'achtiva Yisur to banav v'tzaknan. Amar anichulo. Kivado b'melachim yoter mi be'ed yotod. Mi lo nogadom Yosef. Tan rabbanu borek am revivot mitzvot amoshe rabbeinu. Sheko Yisur kolam nitasku beviza. V'hu nitasek b'mitzvot. Echtiv chacham leiv yikach mitzvot. V'minayin haya yodei amoshe rabbeinu echad Yosef kavur. Omru. Serach bat asher nishtara mi oto ador. Halach Moshe etzla. Amar lo klumat yodat. Echan Yosef Kavur, it's all back to the women. Amra lo, Aaron Shamatechet Asulon Mitzrayim, v'kavur b'nilus anar, k'nishit baruch mimav, halach Moshe v'yamad asfat anilus, omra lo, Yosef, Yosef, higia hit shenishba ha-kadosh baruch hu, shani goyal etchem higia shvua, shishbat et Yisrael, ima tamare atzbecha mutav, im lav hare anum nukim mishvuatcha, miyat tzav farono she Yosef, v'yat etameich barzel tzav, small potatoes. Harektiv haye achad mapil hakorav, et habarzel nafal al hamayim, v'yom raha adoni v'hu shaul, v'yom raha shaulim ana nafal, v'yirat hamakom v'akseb eitz, v'yashlech shama, v'yitzav barzel, v'alo dvorim kal v'chomer, umar elisha tamidah shel Eliyo, Eliyo tamidah shel Moshe, tzav barzel mipanav, so it's a big deal. V'pnei Moshe Rabbeinu, alagat kama v'kama, Rabbi Natan Omer, stop believing what women say. Bekabarnit shel melachim haya kavur. Halach Moshe v'yamad hakabarnit shel melachim. Amar Yosef, higia et shenishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu shani goyal etchem. V'higia shvua shishbat et Yisrael. Im ata mareh atzbecha mutav, v'im lav harei anu menukim mishvuatcha. V'ota sha'an nizda'az Aaron ha'she Yosef. Nitalo Moshe v'hivyo etzlo. V'chol otam ha'shanim sh'o Yisro b'midbar. Hayu shnei Aaronot alalo echad shel met. ואחד של שכינה מהלכים זה עם זה, והיו עוברים ושבין אומרים, מה טיבן של שני הרעות הללו? אמרו להם, אחד של מת ואחד של שכינה, what? וכימה דרכו של מת? להלך עם השכינה, אמרו, כי עם זה, כל מה שכתוב בזה. So, and now he's saying, ולא עסק בי משה, יסו להבין, מתעסקי בי, והכתיב את עצמות יוסף אשר לא בני ישראל ממצרים כבו בשכם, ותו, אם אני לא עסק בי ישראל, אבין בניו לא אבין, מתעסקי בי, והכתיב היו לבני יוסף לנחלה, Amru, Anichulo, Kvado b'merubim yoter mibubumatim. And before that, they said, Anichulo, Kvado b'gedolim, like Moshe, yoter mibeketanim, kamonu. Kavru b'shchem, mashna b'shchem. Amru, b'chamru, b'chanin b'shchem genavuhu, ulashchem nachzir abedato. Kosho kroi adori. Ktiva, chavayika, Moshe tatzmot Yosef imo, uchtiva tatzmot Yosef shalu b'nei Yisrael. Omer of Chaber of Yechanina, this shows you that Kolo said the Vavalo Gemaro, Uba Acheru Gemaro, Maale Alava Katuv Al Gemaro Kilo Asao. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Af Moridinu Tomi Gulato, Dechtiv Ahi Beit Ahi Vayered Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says it's worse than that. Af Kovir Yishto Bana, Dechtiv Atomot Bat Shoa Eshet Yehuda, Vayom Atsham Ervonan. Omer of Yer Omer Rab, Vipnei Man Nikra Yosef Atzamot Bechayav. בפני שלא מיכה בכבוד אביו, תקרם אלי עבדך אבינו, ולא אמר לו ולא מידי. ואומר רבי יונה אומר רב, איתם רבי חמה ברבי חנינה, בפני מה מת יוסף קודם לאחיו, בפני שהנהיג עצמו ברבנות. ויוסף הורד מצרים, אומר רבי לזכר, הורד, הוריד. הוריד הצטגנינו פרעה מגדולתם, ויקנאו פוטיפר סריס פרעה משכנעו לעצמו, בא גבריאל ופיראו, מקרחתי פוטיפר, לסופתי פוטיפרה. מי לא נוגדו ממשה, ויאמר השם אלי רב לך, אמר רבי לוי, ברב בישר, ברב בישרו, ברב בישר רב לכם, ברב בישרו רב לך, דבר אחר רב לך, רב יש לך, אומנו יהושע, דבר אחר רב לך, שלא יאמרו הרב כמה כשר, ותלמיד כמה סרבן, וכל כך למה, תנא דבר רבי ישוע לפום גם לשכנע. ויאמר עליהם בן מאה ועשרים שנה אנוכי היום שיהיו תמיד לומר היום היום מילאו ימי ושנותיי ללמדך שהקדוש ברוך הוא משלים שנות היום של צדיקים מיום ליום ומחודש לחודש וכי נספר ימיך המלא לא חלו לצאת ולבוא מה לצאת ולבוא אילם לצאת ולבוא ממש אך למשה בן מאה ועשרים שנה בבתו לא נסלחו וכתוב היה משה מאבות מואב אל הר נבו, ואותם 12 מעלות היו שם, ופסען משה בפסיעה אחת. אמר בשבוע מלאכמני, אמר יונתן, לצאת ולבוא מינס בדברי תורה, מלמד שנסתתמו ממנו שערי חוכמה. וילך משה ויושב ותייצבו בו המועד, אמר רבי יהודה, ופסטנה אותו שנה, שבת של דיוז יהודי הייתה, ניתנה רשות מזה וניתנה לזה. תן אמר רבי יהודה, ומלא מקרא כתוב אי אפשר לאומרו. היכן משה מת? בחלקו של ראובן, תכתיב היה משה מערבות מואב על הר נבו. נבו was בחלקו של ראובן קיימה, תכתיב ובני ראובן בנו את נבו. והיכן משה קבור בחלקו של גד, תכתיב היה ראשית לו גישון בחלקת בחוקי כספון, ומחלקו של ראובן עד חלקו של גד כמה אבי, ארבע מילים, now I ask you אותן ארבע מילים, מי הוליכו? מלמד שהיה משה מוטל בחנפי שכינה, ומלאכי אשר את אומרים, צדקת השם עשה משפטיו עם ישראל. והקדוש ברוך הוא אומר, מי יקום לי עם רעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועל היוון? ושמואל אומרי, כי החכם הוא מיידי הפשע דבר. ורבי יוחנן אומר, החוכמה, מאין תימצא? You know, I forgot the other, to tell you the other. There were three, the other level was the מי יקום לי מי עם רעים, מי יתייצב לי, is in order to be מחמס עם תתחייס המסים. So again, if there hadn't been a churban to be mechaper, so it would have been no mityatsev. Anyway, mi yodea pesha davar is the third one. Rabbi Yochanan amar achochma mi ayin timatse. V'nachon amar yomat shem Moshe. Sabayon amar yomat shem Moshe. Safra rabbi di Yisrael. Tani Rabbi Eliezer agadol amar shteim asar mil keneged machane Yisrael. Batko mashmiya v'omar v'ayomot Moshe safra rabba di Yisrael. V'yesh omrim, what Moshe, lo met Moshe. K'tivach v'ayomot sham, k'tivach yishamim Hashem. Mala alan omedu mishamesh, afkan omedu mishamesh. V'yikbor oto begay beretz Moab mul beit por. Om Rabbi Yach, look at that. Simen betor siman, v'afilu achi v'lo yada ish et kvurato, u'kvar shachal malchut harisha, etzo gistra shol beit por. הר אינו איכן משה קבור עומדו למעלה, נמעלה למטה, למטה נמעלה למעלה, לך לכל שתי כיתות, אותן שעומדים למעלה נדמה להם למטה, למטה נדמה להם למעלה, וקיים מה שנאמר, ולא ידע איש את קבורתו, רב חמר ברב חנין אומר, אך משה רבנו לא ידע איך את קבור, תיבח ולא ידע איש את קבורתו, ובזאת הברכה שברך משה, איש אלוהים, ויום רב חמר ברבי חנין, מבני מה נקבר משה אצל בית פאור, כדי לחפר, המעשה באור.